间我们要继续的讲主耶稣的这个教训。
Today we continue with the topic of Jesus' teachings.
关于主耶稣的生平，马太、路加、马可这三卷书都可以注重这个主耶稣在历史上，主耶稣的历史上的人物。
The account of Matthew, Mark, and Luke especially concentrate on the historical account of Jesus Christ.
So, these 三卷呢，都从主耶稣的降生开始记载。
Therefore, these three accounts start with Jesus' birth.
一直谈记录到三十岁以后出来传道，那他这个三年多啊，这个传道的。
And it records up to the time when he came out to preach around the age of 30 and the years of his ministry, all the doings and the sayings of Jesus.
那以后为了要救我们，为我们的罪，在十字架上替我们献上自己。
And it also accounts for the resurrection of Jesus, the redeeming.Of our sin, so that we have the hope of salvation.
第三天复活，经过四十天千天。
And after three days and three nights in the tomb, he resurrected, and he was raised up to heaven.
福音书是记到主耶稣升天，那圣灵降临，是使徒行传才开始记。
The gospel books records up to the point where Jesus was raised up to heaven.And Acts of Apostles continues from when the Holy Spirit was descended upon earth.
那约翰福音呢，是偏重在这个主耶稣的神性方面，不是人性，是神性方面。
Whereas the book of John concentrates on the divinity of God, rather on the person of God. Divinity of Jesus.
历史上的人物这个没有错的，但是主耶稣本来就是神。
There's no doubt that Jesus was a historical figure, but there's more to it, for he is the divine God.
So, John 福音第一章第一节说：“太初有道，道与神同在。”那道就是神。那十四节：“道情若心呢？”道情若心，道情神，情与神。他是从这个耶稣的神呢，神格这方面下手。
And John approached the divinity of Jesus by starting with John chapter 1 verse 1 saying, In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And 14 says, The Word became flesh and came onto this earth and dwelt amongst men.
但是到后面那一段呢、啊、也是对主耶稣的受难主耶稣的死那主耶稣的复活都按复活以后的事情都记得很清楚。
However, at the end of John, he still covers the sufferings of Christ, the crucifixion and the resurrection and the raising up to heaven of Christ.
那你就是单看马太、马可、路加福音，你有个印象是说主耶稣的传道，三十岁出来传道，是从加利利开始。
You'll learn that Jesus started his ministry from Galilee if you read from the first three accounts in Matthew, Mark, and Luke.
那在加利利期间呢、啊，有一段时间，短短时间，他也去推罗西顿，就是另外一个国家，不必的国家。
And during his time in Galilee, he did also branch off to Tyre and Sidon, just for a while.
就在那边呢、啊，马太书上一个很出名的迦南的妇人，求主耶稣医治他的尿的。
And it was there the famous biblical story of the Canaanite woman who came.Asking Jesus to heal her daughter.
那以后呢，再回到加利利，最后一段是到耶路撒冷。但他们到耶路撒冷，进耶路撒冷城以前呢、啊，在约旦河外以利亚那一带，停留一段时间。
And ultimately, he did return to Galilee, but before he did so, before his entrance into Jerusalem, he did go to an area, outside of Galilee called Berea.
那最后一个礼拜才在耶路撒冷。
Only the last week he spent in Jerusalem.
不过，所以共观福音呢、啊，就是马太、马可、路加， 共观福音就是说对一件事情从不同的方面来看。
Therefore, the synoptic books, or Matthew, Mark, Luke, are three books which look at the same things from three different angles.
所以这三卷的福音书，同样的记录同样的事情相当多。
So there are many repetitions among these three accounts.
不过主耶稣所行的神迹，四福音呢都有记录的，就有那个五谷饼两条鱼遍及五千人吃那一件，所以这件神迹很重要。
Of all the miracles and signs that Jesus performed, only the one having to do feeding of the 5,000 was recorded in all four gospel books. So therefore, this must be a very important event.
那一样的对这件事情，你假如单根据一卷福音书啊，所了解的，不太很多。假如你把这数卷的资料统统集合起来去分析，那你就能够看得更详细。
So if you look at any particular incident of Jesus' life and you only look at it from one book, you'll get a corner of the picture. But if you take all four accounts and you try to analyze them and compile them, you'll see the whole picture.
比方那五谷饼两条鱼到底是从哪来的？这一件只有约翰福音有记载。
For example, where did the five loaves and two fish come from? Only John recorded that fact.
那个是有个小孩子所有的东西。
It was told that it was a little boy who had this.
那小孩就好乖啊，把那个自己要做的东西交给主耶稣。那通过主耶稣的手，就给很多人做到福气。
And this boy was very kind in sharing the food that he had for himself, giving to Jesus to share amongst all the people.
所以我盼望你们以后查考这个福音书哈，无论是哪一件。尤其是神迹奇事或者比喻，你不但看一卷书啊，你找那另外三卷这四福音，看另外三卷是不是也有记载这一件事情。假如有，你就把那另外三卷的材料也拿这个查出来，查出来去这个分析去归类，那你对那一件事情就更清楚。
So I hope that in the future, when you study anything of the gospel books, you would look at all the accounts in all, if they're in all four books, have all the accounts in order to analyze them together.
那主耶稣所行的神迹，第一件是在迦拿。
The first miracle of Jesus happened in Cana.
迦拿是属于加利利城市，主耶稣的故乡啊，拿撒勒的旁边。
Cana is a neighboring city from Jesus' hometown of Bethlehem, which is in the province of Galilee.
那是大概他们的亲戚啊，他们几乎原始。
You can say that it is a, he went to a feast there, and he perhaps went to a relative's feast.
那以后才到耶路撒冷去。
And later, following, he went to Jerusalem.
去耶路撒冷就洁净圣殿。
He went to Jerusalem to cleanse the temple.
之后还有和这个尼哥底母谈道。
And then he met up with Nicodemus and he taught him.
之后就经过撒玛利亚。要上加利利去。
And then he went on to Samaria, on back to Galilee.
所以在约翰第四章就记载，主要是在这个撒玛利亚和那个妇人呢谈到的情况，记录相当详细。
And there's a very detailed account of Jesus' conversation with the Samaritan woman in John chapter 4.
但是主要是去这个加利利以后啊，并不是。最后要上耶路撒冷才到耶路撒冷期间呢、啊、也有去过耶路撒冷不过时间短短
But we should not mistakenly think that Jesus went to Galilee en route to Jerusalem for the time he spent in Galilee he did also go into Jerusalem in the back
我们请看约翰福音第七章
Please refer to John chapter 4
约翰福音第七章的第一节
John chapter 4
第七章的第一
7:1
第七章第一节结束以后耶稣在加利利游行不愿在犹太游行因为犹太人想要杀他、嗯、那么再下去当时犹太人的住棚解禁了耶稣的弟兄就对他说你离开这里上犹太地区吧
2 and 3
叫你们的门徒也看见你所行的事，人要显扬明先，没有在暗中行事的。你如果行这些事，就当将自己显明给世人。第五节，因为连他的弟兄说这话，是因为不信他。他这个他的弟兄是指说啊，以后约瑟和玛利亚结婚了、啊，从玛利亚生出来的。那雅各斯的那个雅各啊，是雅各斯的那个雅各，也是啊，保罗所说的教会三大柱书的那个雅各，就是主耶稣的亲弟弟玛利亚。
Here the brothers are designating the kin brothers of Jesus born from Joseph and Mary, including James, who wrote the book of James, what Paul describes as one of the three pillars of the church, James.
So 我昨天有谈到说主耶稣传道期间呢，心灵上相当寂寞，因为他的弟兄不了解他，他的这个自己故乡的人不了解他，犹太人要杀害他，门徒也不理解他。
Yesterday we mentioned that Jesus lived a life of loneliness, for his parents, his own kin does not understand him, his own people from his own town does not understand him, the Jews want to kill him, and he lived this throughout his life.
他的弟兄说人要显明显扬明星啊，应该要到这个大情势啊，大众的面前去，这一点其实他们呢太不了解主耶稣。主耶稣行神迹，其实做一些事情，并不是说显扬名声，不是。
Here his brother said, if you want to publicize what you're doing, you should go to a public place and not in a secret place. This shows how little they understand Jesus. For when Jesus does something of a miraculous nature, he does not do it for show. He does it for a purpose.
那第八节，主耶稣回答他们说：“你们上去过节吧，我现在不上去。”过这个节，因为我的时候还没有满啊。这主耶稣就是叫他们表示我说我现在不去，但是第十节记载，他是说我现在不去了。啊、第十节记载他弟兄上去以后，他也上去过节。那么根据这个资料，主耶稣在加利利传道期间也有去过耶路撒冷。
Here, Jesus told his brothers to go on ahead and observe the Feast of Tabernacles. He said he did not want to go just yet, but he did go in verse 10, as we can see. And during his time in this area, he did go on to Jerusalem.
So we have put these supernatural materials together to look at the three-year-old preaching of the Lord.这个路程比较会认识的详细一点。
So if we look at the life of Jesus collectively from all four gospel books, then we'll have a better taste.
那应该根据我们以上所学习的主耶稣的一生啊，就是做了什么事情，在什么地方做，那这些应该稍微也会了解。那我们现在只要特别要来留意到他的教训，在这当中所讲的教训。
And we seek to study all the details of doings and sayings of Jesus' life, and right now we'd like to concentrate on his teachings.
那这个主耶稣的教训，我们查考这个四福音啊，最长的了，啊，就是这个讲的最多的，就是所谓丁山宝训。
Of all the teachings recorded about Jesus, the teachings of Jesus recorded in the Bible, the longest one is perhaps the Sermon on the Mount.
这个丁山宝训，路加福音也有记载，但是路加福音呢、啊，是写的不太多了，就是马太福音所记载的一小部分而已。
The Sermon on the Mount was in detail recorded in Matthew, and Luke has a brief account.
那这个丁山宝训是不是在一个地方一次讲完的？啊，或者马太把主耶稣所讲的各地方讲的教训，把它这个集合起来， 编出来的。
The question is whether Jesus said all this, all the teachings on the Mount at one sitting, at one incident, or did Matthew collect and compile different events of Jesus' teachings from various times and put them in the same place?
我们先看马太福音第五章。
Please refer to Matthew 5.
马太福音第五章的第一节。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 1.
五章的第一节，耶稣看见。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 1. Now, when he saw the crowds, he went up on the mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him.
这里是说主耶稣上山。
Here Jesus scaled a mountain.
那有很多人到他面前，他就开口教训他们。
And as the crowds draw near to him, he started to say to them.
那么一直到第七章，我们就是将一期的练下去啊，这一篇道理就一处一处讲完的。
And as we continue from chapter 5 and read through to chapter 7, we'll see that this series of teachings is a complete set of sermons.
看第七章。
Chapter 7.
马太福音第七章二十四节。
Chapter 7, verse
24. 就是这一篇道理的结论。主耶稣说，所以凡听见我这话就去行的，好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上，不然的就好像一笨人把房子盖在沙土上。
Here Jesus concludes the whole matter, the whole sermon, with this saying that those who hear and practice are like, is like a wise man who built his house on a rock rather than a foolish man who built it on the sand.
那这个结论非常有力量，给那个会众回去的时候，在路上一直的回想，耶稣说听了他的话去行的，好像把房子盖在磐石上；不去行的，好像盖在沙土上。所以他们在心里一直想啊，他们应该有选择，到底要去遵循耶稣的话，或者要弃追耶稣的话。
Here is a words of impact that Jesus left with them, so that as the people left the sermon.Going home, they have a thought in their head whether I should listen and do the words I just heard or I should completely deny it or forsake those words.
Verse
28.
耶稣讲完了这些话，众人都吸取他的教训，因为他的教训竟像有传遍的人，不像他们的文士。所以我们看这个文章本身呢，就是一次啊，在一个地方。这个讲完的一篇重要的道理。
So here we look at it. It seems like an essay or a public speech that happened once and has been concluded here.
那听的人和有和他们听文书法理赛人的讲到一个不同点，就是说耶稣讲的话因为传遍，他听的人受感动。
And here the people felt that this is unlike what they have heard, for their usual teachers are the teachers of the laws.And now Jesus spoke with authority, and Jesus spoke with that moved them.
那这个路加福音它是写的比较少一点，那个是可以说是路加没有把这一篇在山上讲的道理的资料完全集合整理出来的关系。
Luke's account is more brief than Matthew's. Perhaps Luke did not compile all the sayings like Matthew did in three chapters.
一方面主耶稣讲道理啊，他重要的都在这里讲，在另外一个地方也讲，常常重复了。那很可能路加所写的那一些片段的和山上宝训有一样的，那是耶稣在另外一个地方讲的一部分的记录，应该是这样。
We know that Jesus sometimes repeats himself in speaking about the same topic to two different people, so perhaps Luke's account is from other incidences other than Matthew's.
所以有的人好厉害的，他把这个马太福音五章到七章丁山宝训都背起来。
Some people will memorize Matthew, chapter 5 through to 7, they will memorize it.
详细的我是不知道了，可能我昨天谈的我们上海总部的总部都高大连长老啊，他就是基督的，他会背。
I'm not sure how clearly they memorize it, but I know that, for example, our elder Gao, I mentioned yesterday, he can memorize it verbatim.
这个背这些一些文字啊，哦，就是小时候就开始做，做起来也不会感觉很困难了，啊，好像我们小时候都念那个三字经啦，啊，三字经有人体抽象分享性中间是全万，那么我们小时候就背了。一本那时候都背起来，一点都不困难。哎，背起来一到老一直开始记了。
If we take this activity of memorizing from young, then we'll perhaps never ever lose it in our lifetime.
那我看最主要是这个登山宝训呐，我也不勉励你们背它，可能也困难。不过我有看过一个女，就是当时她40多岁，她睡觉的时候啊，把圣经都放在枕头旁边了，啊。那因为我们当时都在她家里睡觉，我问她说：“你为什么睡觉的时候要把圣经放在枕头旁边呢？是不是要赶鬼呀？”
I don't encourage you to memorize Matthew 5-7, but I know of a deaconess. Which, when I was young, we used to sleep at her house, and we noticed that she would always have her Bible beside her pillow when she sleeps, and we thought she needed it for casting out demons.
她说我正在背诗篇119篇，我吓了一跳。
She said, "I'm in the process of memorizing Psalm 119." I was astonished.
诗篇一百一十九篇呢是最长的一章呢，一篇呢，
Psalm
119.
Psalm 119 is the longest.Chapter, how many verses?
一共几节？因为你们已经看圣经了，知道。
176。
没有关系，不知道的时候就要看了，你不看就不是更不知道。176。
176 verses.
把4篇23篇背起来的时候，我看相当多。
Perhaps many people have memorized Psalm 23.
耶和华是我的牧者，我不至于缺乏。
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
主祷文都背好了，背的很熟。
The Lord's prayer we memorize.
他说他晚上啊，就是背背，那半夜醒过来一直背，但是他有没有背好背完了我不知道。
So she's memorizing it, and when she wakes up in the middle of the night, she again memorizes it some more. I don't know whether she successfully memorized the whole song.
他圣经很熟，因为他圣经很熟，所以他很勇敢啊，传福音。
She's very familiar with the Bible. That's why she's very courageous in when she preached the God's word.
我们不敢为主做见证的原因里面的一个就是你不懂圣经，所以你想我讲给人家听，人家反问过来，我不晓得怎么回答，所以干脆不讲。
One of the reasons why we perhaps are afraid to preach to someone else is we're not certain in the Bible ourselves that we fear if we say something to other people in the Bible.They would reply us about something in the Bible that we're not familiar with, so we might as well not say it in the first place.
我盼望你们回去以后啊，能够把这个马太福音呐，我们看看马太福音第5章，这个普通只有8幅的，啊，但是应该是9幅，9种不齐。
I hope that when you go back, you will look at Matthew chapter 5, especially the Beatitudes, which have 9 blessings.
第三节以下就细心的人有福了，1-12节。
3-12。
能够把这你们没有困难的了，你们还很年轻吧，把这个背起来。就是还没背好的人，现在已经会背的，站起来背一背吧。
Anybody know how to recite this? Can stand up now?
应该有吧。
Anybody?
有没有？好了，不站起来没关系。应该有了，应该你们当中有人会背。
I'm sure someone amongst us here can recite this.
他这个讲的这个形式哦，都一样的，所以比较容易背。
Because this is poetic and it has a certain pattern, so it's easy to memorize. And I encourage you to memorize from 3-12.
那么主要是在这里论这个福气啊，这个就很革命性的这个内容。
And Jesus here is discussing the topic of blessings.
这个夫妻人人喜欢啊，谁不喜欢夫妻？
Blessings, of course, are attracted by all.
我小时候看到过年的时候啊，台湾人都贴那个鸿门联呐，那也有一个字典。
When I was young, during especially New Year's, I would see these signs posted on people's doors, and the sign would be the word blessing, and some people would post them upside down.
我后来问老婆婆呢，隔壁的人是不是不懂事啊，把那个福都倒贴了。Then
I, as a youngster, I asked this old man, are my neighbors illiterate or something? They have their posters upside down.
他说不是的，那个是这个故意的，不是说故意的。And
he said,
有意思的。
He said they did that on purpose.
他说这样把福气一个倒贴哦，福气才会降下来。
Because he reasoned that when you have the poster upside down, blessing upside down, that means blessings coming down.
人人都喜欢福气。
Everyone wants to be blessed.
但是你的观念上啊，你认为什么是福气？
But in your perception, what is blessing?
一般人认为什么是福气？那耶稣说什么是福气？
What do people think blessings are, and what does Jesus say blessings are?
当我们信耶稣以后，我们一些观念要改。假如信耶稣以后啊，本来的观念一点都不改啊，会说他还没有耶稣的生命。After
we believe in Christ, we have to have some changes in our concept. If we don't, then perhaps Jesus is not living in us yet.
我们现在看教材啊。
Now we refer to the material.
这个树上所以没有真的福气啊。 就是树上的福气不能永存，根据这一点，不能永存的东西，你虽然都到了，还消失，所以不是福气。The
reason why there's no true blessings in this world is because all the blessings in this world will perish. They're not eternal.
好，那你想，你认为福气是什么？啊，很普遍的，就是说，有钱是福气呢。
So very basically, what we think blessings are, for example, wealth.
没有钱的人呐，真的好可怜的啊！不敢说一天吃两餐呐，他们所吃的啊，不是什么东西的。People
who are poor is truly quite pitiful, for they perhaps only eat two meals a day, and those two meals are not much of a meal.
所以，他很普遍都认有钱是福气的。 有地位是福气啦，啊，多练一点就是福气啦，有好的家庭是福气，没有错。这个对另外一个角度说也是有福气的味道，结婚。So
these basic understandings the world have about blessings like having a good family, having wealth, having health, these things are, it just seems to us a taste of blessing.
但是这些同样过去的，你不能。 你虽然拥有这个，但是结果还要跑掉的，你找不到它。These
things are obtainable by us, but we have to understand these things will go away.
那主耶稣他说哪一种人有福气呢？
But what does Jesus say? Who are the blessed?
好，虚心的人有福了。For
example, those poor in spirit.
这个虚心呐，在路加福音是翻译就贫穷，啊，不是翻译啊，本来就是。 他们是贫穷。
The English translation, the word there is poor in spirit.
不过这个解释上，这个虚心哦，啊，虚心是心灵的贫穷。啊，那这个路加福音说贫穷是指说物质的贫穷。物质。In
Matthew it says poor in spirit, meaning your heart and soul is poor or void of spirit. However, in Luke, it's more referring to a physical poorness. Here in Matthew, it's your heart is in need, your heart is poor, then you'll be blessed.
有的人物质上很贫穷，但是他心不贫穷，他很骄傲，他很自满。
A lot of people may be physically poor, but their heart is not poor at all, for they're still arrogant, they're still very self-confident.
这样的人都不到天国。
These people have no part with the kingdom of God.
你讲道理那天他不会去做的，他很满，很住满的。
Or
what,
whatever you say to them, they will not accept because there's no room in the heart, in their heart for your word.
那有的是人很有钱，但是他心里很贫穷，很虚心。
Whereas some are very rich in material wealth, yet their heart is in need, is in poverty.
所以这个虚心的人有福气啊，贫穷的人有福气，应该是偏重心灵，心灵的贫穷，这样的人才有福气。
So in this beatitude, poor in spirit, it should refer to a heart that is in need.
我们可以从《使徒行传》8章那个埃塞俄比亚的太监呢，找到这个例子。
We can get the example from the Ethiopian eunuch of Acts chapter 8.
他是总管银库丁里现在的财政部长啊，但是他很谦卑。
He is one of high official in his occupation, yet he was very humble.
当时腓力去传福音给他，腓力去。 结果传道也怪怪的，不是怪怪的，他讲话很直就是了。他人家看这个太监在车上看圣经哦，他怎么问呢？说你念的你懂吗
？We see the account of Philip encountering the eunuch, and we see that Philip was very direct in saying, in watching seeing this guy reading the Bible, and said, "Do you understand what you're reading?"
假如你在车上啊，那念英文的报纸了，回去台湾了。 的时候，在这里，人家不会问你的啦。回去台湾，啊，你隔壁的人问你说，英文你看得懂吗？那你的反应怎么样
？If say you're in the middle of Taiwan, sitting in your car reading an English newspaper, if somebody say to you, "You understand what you're seeing or you're reading?" How would you feel?
总是有一点不舒服的，是吧？
You would probably feel a little indignant.
但是这个太监怎么说？说没有人指教，怎么会懂呢？这个就是虚心，很谦卑。But
the eunuch showed how poor in spirit he was by replying to Philip that if no one teaches me, how can I understand?
所以他得到天国，得到主的救恩。That's
why the eunuch received the kingdom of God.
第二是哀痛的人有福了。Secondly,
blessed are those who mourn.
这个是遭遇不幸的，心里悲哀的意思。
Here are those who met up with unfortunate circumstances. Their heart is in deep sorrow.
我们平时都是这里接触没有福气的，因为有悲哀的事情。Often
we interpret this as someone who is unlucky and are very in a very bad situation.
或者生病了，或者种种不幸的事情领导他。Illnesses,
all sorts of unfortunate things happen to him.
但是耶稣说这样的人有福气了。But
here Jesus said they will be blessed.
因为他们有这样的悲哀的事情，才会去找耶稣啊，那得耶稣的安慰。Because
only with such circumstance will they turn to Jesus for help, and they shall be comforted.
我们可以从迦南的妇人呐来得到那个例子。We
can draw a very good example from the Canaanite woman.
她真的得到安慰。She
was truly comforted.
就是那个迦南的妇人，你要没有被犯鬼呀，她也不会去，就没有伤心的事。她没有伤心的事，她不会去求耶稣。If
this Canaanite woman's daughter was not possessed by demons, then she would have no problem, and she would not approach Jesus for help.
好多人今天有因为有伤心的事情来信耶稣来得救的，得到安慰。There
are many today that because of their unfortunate circumstance that they turn to Jesus for help.
尤其我们这个。 就是说，台湾做本位来说，很多人呢，很多人有乡下地方，都是家庭不平安啦，有伤心的事情，那听到主耶稣的福音来相信，来得到平安，得到安慰。Take
Taiwan for example, there are many, especially in the mountainous areas, many come because they have family trouble, personal trouble, they come to church for help.
第三个福气就是说，再看下去啊。
The third blessing.
温柔的人有福气。Verse
5. Blessed are the meek.
因为他们要承受地土。Because
they will inherit the earth.
这个地土应该是指说天国的土地，不是地上的土地。This
earth here should be referring to the land up in heaven, not this physical earth.
因为在这个世界太温柔，太软，强吃肉，都会被吃掉的。
Because in this earth, if you're meek, if you're not aggressive, you'll be swallowed up.
但是我们要得到天国的这个土地，假如不成一个温柔的人，我看很难。But
if we seek to inherit the earth up in heaven, and we're not meek in our demeanor, then I think it'll be very difficult.
这个温柔就是要带着忍耐。
This meekness implies that we have patience.
那你，哎呀，以汉人又不尖了，不计较。
And you have no conflicts or friction between you and others.
假如在这个教会啊，样样都要汉人计较，不温柔，这样的人要堕天国很难。
If in church you have all sorts of problems getting along with others, then it's very difficult for you to inherit heaven.
或者性情很暴躁,
or you have a short temper.
这样的人要在教会里站得住很难。
For these people to sustain their faith in church, it's difficult.
我们有个好的例子以撒，以撒这个人很温柔，很丈夫。
We have a very good example in Isaac. He is a very giving man.
第四就是饥渴。 牧义的人有福了。
The next one is those who are hungering and thirsting for righteousness.
因为他们要得到饱足。
For they will be filled.
所以饥渴牧义就是说追求良善啊，渴慕行义的意思。
That is to hunger for goodness and truth, and thirst for truth.
看到人家的好，我们就想要像他一样好。
That we see other people's goodness and we try to imitate that.
看他的热心，看他的爱心，我们也想要能够像他一样。
We see their zeal, we see their love, and we try to do the same.
有这样的心情的人不多了，现在。
I think there are few people who have such an attitude today.
可是我们可以从圣经这个意思约瑟，就是埋葬主耶稣的那个约瑟，看出他算是一个科目行义的人。
But if we look at the example of Joseph of Arimathea, he is such a person.
好像我昨天也谈到一些见证，那些行义的、爱主的人，那我们听了以后，能生出一种科目的心呐，科目的心，也想要像他，这样的人留不起。
For example, yesterday I mentioned a few very standout, upright people, examples of them, and if we hear about them and we have this hunger and thirsting for it, to be like them, then we will be filled, we'll be blessed.
连续人的人有福了，因为他们要得到连续。
Blessed are those who are merciful, for they will be shown mercy.
这个连续就是一种同情心，这个同情心是爱的很具体的表现。
Being merciful is being sympathetic, and being sympathetic is the greatest expression of love.
那会形成一种乐意来帮助人的行动。
That you willingly want to help.
我看这个人对人啊，最有同情心的应该是父母亲对好女儿。
I feel the greatest empathy comes from parents to their children.
所以圣经里说，真神说，水不连续他的好女儿。
The Bible says those who do not have compassion on their own children.
假设有神也不会不连续。
Even the same way, God will not show mercy on His children.
父母亲对儿女就会同情。
Parents have this natural compassion towards their children.
那我们对人的同情心呢？这个应该培养，这个很重要。
And the compassion we show towards other people around us, this needs to be developed.
比如我们听到说哪一个弟兄姊妹身体不好啊，一起在这里参加讲机会。
For example, we hear of brothers and sisters that are ill, lacking in health, and we are together in a theological seminar here.
那你的心的反应怎么样?
What is the reaction in your heart?
对他会不会形成一种关心啊，同情？
Do you feel sympathetic? Do you care?
真实的代祷。
Do you truly intercede?
这个同情人啊，这个是非常 事情。那你同情人，人家同情你。
To be merciful and to be compassionate to another, it's a very good thing for you also will be shown mercy.
清心的人有福了，因为他要见到神。
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God.
这个清心是心里啊，没有邪念，很干净。
Pure in heart meaning you do not have any ill intent, ill thinking in your heart.
这个很好的例子就是安娜。安娜结婚七年了，以后丈夫死了就守寡。
A very good example is Hannah. After her husband died, she was a widow for a long time.
我们看看路加福音第二章。
Luke chapter 2.
路加福音第二章。
Luke chapter 2.
第二章的三十六节。
36.
这个安娜这里中文是说她和丈夫住了七年了，那么丈夫死掉。
Here Anna was married for 7 years and her husband died.
那她现在已经84岁。
And here she's already 84 years old.
这个丈夫死掉守寡比没有出嫁过一辈子前面那个是比较困难。
To be widowed is more difficult than to never marry.
但是他已经这么老了，他很清新的那个侍奉神。
And she is very old when she became a widow, yet she continued to serve God.
所以他就看到神了，受到神的指示。
And she therefore saw God. That is, she God revealed to her.
那么他所以能够。保住他的清心是因为没有离开圣殿，第二是进食祷告，第三是作为侍奉神，有三点。
And the reason why she continued to have her pure heart is because she stayed in the temple, she prayed often.
所以我们要求主给我们心里清洁，不论什么时候心要清洁，结果自己的心里有没有清洁，自己最知道。
So we have to ask God to purify our hearts.We are the only one who knows whether our heart is pure.
再来就是属人和睦的人有福的。
Next one is blessed are the peacemaker, for they will be called sons of God.
因为他要称为神的儿子。
They'll be called sons of God.
不是汉人和睦，是人家不和睦，你从中勉励他们，让他们和睦，就和平的使者的意思。
It is not for you to live harmoniously with others, rather is you to make peace amongst others who are not at peace.
这样的人才是真的神的儿子。
Those people will be called sons of God.
我们在教会不要制造这个混乱了。
In the church, we should not cause waves.
要做一个和平的使者。这个姊妹那个姊妹，他们不和睦传道和睦，好像保罗。
We should be like messengers of peace, like Paul.
像这个腓利门要饶恕他的仆人。
To, for example, he encouraged Philemon to forgive his servants.
再来是为受逼迫的人，我们请直接看看圣经第五章
Let's continue with this and verse 10.
第四节五章四节，为受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。这是一件事那属于解人若因我辱骂你们、逼迫你们的，要各样的。诽谤你们，你们就有福了。应当欢喜，因在天堂里赏赐是大的。这个第四节是第八个福的。
Verse 10 is the eighth beatitude.
这个是为义受逼迫，那有什么福？天国是他们的。这个有讲那个结果。
Here it says, "Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, and the result is." Theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
所以为义就是为了神看为正的公义的事情，好像这个施洗约翰，施洗约翰就为义后来被杀。
For righteousness, meaning you were persecuted for the things that God deems as righteous. For example, John the Baptist, he died for the sake of Jesus' righteousness.
为了神的正义，为了神的。
For God's righteousness.
但是。这个十一节有另外一件事情。
But verse 11 is a little different.
人若因为我辱骂你们逼迫你们那种，那么这个赏赐是说十二节在天上赏赐是大的。这个
And verse 11 is a different type of persecution and a different type of reward. In verse 12, it records that great is your reward in heaven.
So 我们 根据这个圣经本文看起来，应该是九种福气。So
from the original text, we can see there are nine blessings, not eight.
第八和第九内容不一样，结果也不一样。Because
number eight and number nine, they are different in nature and different in rewards.
不过一般都说八福了，我看这个也不需要清楚，无所谓的，我们知道内容就好。But
the common reference to this passage is the eight beatitudes.
那我们在这里看出主耶稣所说的福和
But the main thing we draw from this is that there's a great disparity between what we call blessing and what Jesus here describes as blessings.
可是我们要接受耶稣所告诉我们的这种想法、这种观念。
But we have to receive by understanding this attitude towards blessings.
是这样的人才有福气的。
Because he's directly saying to us, only those do this are blessed.
但是我们到现在有没有真的留意到这样的事情?
But up to this point, have we truly take note of this?
所以说神的话好像一面镜子，照照我们自己，我们也会发现到我们这个不对的地方在哪，应该追求的是什么。
The words of God is like a mirror to us. It shows us where our blemishes are.
所以说主耶稣的教训，你这样看起来，主耶稣的教训是违背啊，常理啊，常情。好多人是这样说。
God's words to us is timeless. It's all applicable.
和一般的人所想的，常常是正相反的。
It is often direct opposition to what people commonly think.
你说有钱的人有福啊，他说贫穷的人有福啊。
You say rich people are blessed, he says poor people are blessed.
哪一个对？
Who's right?
当然主耶稣对的。
Of course Jesus is right.
实际上有钱人造钱啊，熬你的不孝很多了。There
are many cases of filial impiety.
不是传播了，但是哈、哦，你观察我们的社会，台湾的社会，那有钱人孩子啊，书不读了，乱来的，啊，靠着父亲的势力啊，欺负人呐、啊，人家开车啊，他用那个枪啊，打人家的轮胎啊。For
example, someone rich that seemingly are blessed in this world, they may have a son who is out of control, and that's no blessing.
所以我们要改变我们的观点。 根据主耶稣所说的这个福气的内容，啊，我们应该改变我们的想法，要和耶稣所说的一样，这个就好了。So
from the content of the Beatitudes, we should be able to modify our thinking, our attitude towards blessings, and to be in line with Jesus.
只有这样子，我们才能得到天国。那天国才是真福气，世界都是假福气，因为不能永存。Here
it says, only this way can we inherit the kingdom of God. For these blessings are true, and no blessings of this world is true.